Tonight, we're here for communion, though. We are family, folks. We are family. We ask families to sit together when we have communion. If you have a place to go right now, do that. Go to that place, if you will, with your family. And if not, then just be where you're at. And what we're going to do tonight, we're just going to have communion. The only thing I know to do, I used to preach, but tonight I told my wife, I said, you know, I'm just read the scriptures and do what God said do, and that's it. We know it over and over, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23. Paul said, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. And we see this is documented back in Matthew 26. And this is about 26 years before when Jesus met with the apostles up in the upper room, and he gave them this ordinance to give before he died the night before. And he said, I received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it. And he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also, he took a cup, which he, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament. In my blood, this do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. Isn't it a marvelous thing? When I read that, I just overwhelmed the fact that God says, as often as you do this, every time you do this, and you do it with the right attitude, the right heart, the right mind, you show the Lord's death till he comes. And then he said, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. And I've had people tell me in my ministry, that's the reason I don't take it, because I feel like I'm not worthy. By the way, it's just as bad to disobey God as to take it unworthy. God said, take this. God said, do this. It's a command. He says, do this. As often as you do this, this is what the situation is. He said, but in case if one feels unworthy, in verse 27, verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. I wonder how many, only God knows, that went home early because they did this very thing out of the keel, out of place. Some didn't do it, and some did do it the wrong way. God warns us just like he does about salvation. And he tells us there's some things that we can come to this and partake of this and be as clean as we were the day we got saved. And he encourages us to do that. He said in verse 31, if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we're cleansed, we're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Love that. If we judge ourselves, and God gave communion for a time for God's people, not the world. They know nothing about this. So they was more drinking grape juice and eating a few crackers. With us, we're drinking it and eating crackers, but it represents the body of Jesus Christ. It becomes real to us. Well, we're not cannibalism. We're not drinking his blood. And we're not eating his body. But it's symbolic of that, the broken of the body of Christ, and also the blood that he shed at Calvary. And he tells us if we judge ourselves at this moment and ask forgiveness, God will cleanse us and make us right and ready to take communion even as much as he would take it and save us when we ask the Lord to come into our heart. The only difference is the salvation goes and extended to those who are not saved in this world to be saved. Communion is extended to God's people. An unsaved person takes communion, has no meaning whatsoever. You might as well just sit down and eat a bait of crackers and drink a bait of grape juice. Has no meaning. But to you and I, this has tremendous meaning because we're showing the death and the burial of the Lord Jesus Christ as we partake of this cup, which represents his blood, and we take of this bread, which represents his body. We recognize as you chew that bread, his body was broken for you and I. As we take this cup, his blood was shed that we might be free and righteous, a way to go to be with him. And then from there, it requires to live a life that would be pleasing unto God, which is a type of righteousness in this life. So as we partake of this tonight, we do it for the purpose of God Almighty allowing us to stop in our busy tracks and look back as we look back at this time and thank God for the day we got saved and thank God that He's kept us to this time. And this is a renewing time as we go through 4 or 5 times a year here to stop, look back from the last time and ask God to cleanse us. If we may have forgot or even to a place that may not know, we ask Him to cleanse us and forgive us. And when God, who set this up, when we do that, He does what He said He'd do. Folks, I'm just as sure as a child of God, when I do what I should do at this time before God and recognize and search in myself and ask God to forgive me and wash me in the blood, I'm just as fit to partake of that as I was to go to heaven when I got saved. It's the same blood that saved me and washed me clean. It's the same blood now that not saved me, but has kept me so I can know I was saved with God's grace and be washed clean here. You and I live in another world. We don't have the tendency to take our shoes on and wash people's feet because they're on the road and dusty. Not too many people walk too far today. But it is a time that we stop and inventory and ask God to forgive us and cleanse us and make us worthy to accept this in a way that would be pleasing to Him. And that's exactly what He did. Would you bow with me at this time, please?